Austin, how good of a measuring stick are the joint practices with the Bucks going to be for you specifically and for the team?
Well, for me specifically, I'm excited about the joint practices, you know. Definitely get another look at more of a game day type of practice, a little bit more intensity. You know, I think we have pretty intense practices as it is, but it'll definitely be fun to get out there and, you know, practice with some other teams.
And I almost get the feeling you're trying to show people that you've improved in the last couple of years. Because last time we talked to you, we talked about how good you felt your off season. You said you had a great off season.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm dying, but, you know, definitely something I want to prove to myself also. You know, my own expectations of myself. You know, I have pretty big dreams and I'm going to live up to them. So definitely started with a great offseason, better routine. And, yeah, I'm excited.
Any part of you want to shut the doubters up?
No, I just play football. I just play football and everything else comes from that.
Yesterday you were able to get a 2-on-1 set in with Austin Klein and 11-on-11. What did that feel like when you had him on your side?
It was good. You know, it was good. I feel like, you know, he brings a great level of intensity and focus to the team. You know, we all work well, very well together, very like-minded. I think he brings a veteran type of leadership, too. Definitely brings a lot of experience and decisiveness.
Austin, the adjustment from left to right side, do you figure it's been more of a challenge from a run-blocking standpoint or a pass-blocking standpoint, changing sides?
I would say the biggest adjustment is probably playing in this scheme, not necessarily the position change. You know, this type of scheme has its own certain rules for running and blocking, so definitely learn both. Transition's been fun, though, for me. I've just been taking every day, you know, like a great opportunity to get better at something, you know, get better at multiple things. So it's been great.
You mentioned dropping some weight last time we talked to you. How have you felt that kind of tangible impact down here so far in practice?
Yeah, so I was able to maintain a lot of my lean mass and add more, but also slim down, and I think that's helped me be a lot more quicker, a lot more in shape, even stronger at that.
How much of a handful is Jalen Phillips in practice?
Oh, he's a beast. He's a beast. He's a monster. He's fast, strong, smart, great player.
Have you seen him take a leap year one to year two, or is this kind of what you'd expect him to be?
Yeah, he'll definitely make a leap. He's always been the type of player he is that's progressing. So definitely he'll make his leap. He's definitely faster and stronger, you know, all the things.
Did you ever go up against him when he was at UCLA?
No, he didn't play that game. He was hurt that game. And then he ended up going to Miami 2 years later after that. So I actually did play against him in the Army All-American game when we were in high school. We were on the West team. A great dude.
Rob Hunt was telling us a couple days ago that he loves the outside zone scheme. He says, I'd like to play the rest of my career in this scheme. Do you yet have a feel? I mean, we're still in early August. Do you have enough feel for it yet to know if you like it as much as Rob Hunt does?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. I can tell he loves it. You know, this is a scheme he's played in college. He's really adept at it. And so I'm lucky to be next to him, someone who's been able to play in it and do well in it, because I love it too. It's definitely a great system, a little bit of an adjustment, but the adjustment is bright.
When you go to the other side of the line, opposite side of the line, how much flipping everything, is that a big deal, a big challenge, or is that able to just retrench yourself into flipping things?
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, it's my competitive nature makes it easy to stand up and say, I'll be the right tackle. Easily, but you know, there's a lot of work that comes with it. You know, there's not just you don't just show up. There's a lot of work that goes into it, training my body and my mind to operate at the other side.
See Chase has some big runs out here in training camp. What have you noticed about his game? It always stands out.
It's fast. It's very fast. Very fast, and he's great. Great runner. Picks the right holes. Pretty great.
What do you think about doing Big Ten?
Ooh, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. You know, SC definitely is going to get a lot of ops, a lot more. You know, we want those primetime games. We need more primetime games. So that's one thing I'm also excited about. I think in the Pac-12, I played at like 7:30 every night, you know, on the West Coast. So definitely excited, and it's going to be a great transition for USC.
Now you can understand why we don't watch a lot of West Coast, right?
Oh, yeah, I don't watch West Coast games either anymore. It's too late. I'm in bed.
Everybody good?
Gotta be some war in Maryland.
All right.